with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BB and Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. And big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. Now, we're talking about a campaign, online safety campaign. The campaign raises awareness of the Online Safety Act 2021. Laws that protect Australians from severe online abuse, encompassing everything from the unauthorised sharing of explicit images to combating illegal and violent content, as well as addressing severe harassment and threats online. First Nations media voice, currently leading the First Nations component of an essential initiative, and that's the Online Safety Campaign. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Leila Gurui on the line. Leila, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yes, I'm a proud Yolngu woman at the Gulf of Cairns, originally from Northeast Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory, but I'm lucky and privileged to live and thrive every single day on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung. Down south in this cold country, in Nam.
Between me and you,
I'd rather be defrosting in.
Thank you. I'm hearing you. Yes, I'm hearing you, sister. Yeah. And big shout out to the mob down that way. Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Here we are in the 21st century. Everyone's got devices. We are all online everywhere. They say you're online or in line, you know, but online here we are, 21st century. But we need to protect each other, and people need to be protected, all Australians. So tell us about this online safety campaign, please, Leila.
Oh, so yeah, the whole idea and premise behind it, especially from a First Nations perspective, is that we want to be able to make sure that mob are protected and know their rights and know how they can be protected when they're online, and especially to know what to do when something does happen online to them, but also know kind of the markers and signs when they might be getting scammed, for example, or, you know, being abused or bullied online or things like that as well. So the Online Safety Act is there to support and help. Like you said before, not just all Australians, but from, you know, our perspective, you know, it's really important that mobs are protected online. And as you said, everyone's got devices, whether it's iPads or phones or, you know, laptops and things like that, even in remote communities and that too. So it's important that they're aware of what's around to protect them.
It's sad, but it's when we're talking 21st century, this is a form of bullying with the up-to-date technology, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think, you know, since the inception of you know, the internet and all those sort of things, online bullying has been something that has just come past and parcel, unfortunately, with the space. And you just end up, you know, people take advantage of the fact that, you know, they have a little bit of anonymity sometimes when they're online. So then they think that they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and all those sort of things. So the Online Safety Act is there